Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kisisa, and Parshas Para, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches, "Vayiten el Moshe kachaloisoi ledaber itai b'har Sinai shnei luchay seidus." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished speaking with Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, he gave Moshe the two tablets of the testimony, and then the Torah continues that Moshe Rabbeinu came down the Har, and he saw Klal Yisrael serving the Egel Hazav. Rashi points out on this parasha, on this pasuk, on the pasuk of Shnei Luchai Sa'idus, that the Torah writes Luchais without a Vav. Luchas, Lamed, Ches, Saf, as a singular tablet. Rashi explains that the Torah uses this unusual spelling to highlight that the two sides of the Luchais were identical. The Pashup Shad of Rashi is that both Luchais were of the equal size. But perhaps we can understand Rashi a little bit differently. As we know, inside the Luchais were the Aseres HaDibreis. There were the Ten Commandments, and the way that the Luchais are written is the way it was said at Har Sinai. As we know, the first five commandments, the first five Dibreis, are principally positive commandments, mitzvah sase. We know that the first one is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second one is Zachar Hashem Shabbos Lekadshei. And we know also there is honoring one's parents as the fifth Dibur. The Chinuch points out that even though the second and third Tzivuyim, Dibreis, are mitzvah leisase of making or worshipping idols and swearing falsely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, really they're offshoots of the first chiv, of the first mitzvah, which is the mitzvah saseh of having emunah and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. The last five dibburim, the last five dibreis, are mitzvahs leisaseh, prohibitions, leisirtzach, leisinuf, leisignuf, leisanav reyacha, yitshaker, don't murder, don't steal, don't commit adultery. The last five, as we said, are mitzvahs leisaseh. The Torah, when it tells us luchais, and it's written as luchas, is telling us something which is extremely important for us to remember. Usually, people associate doing the Ratzon Hashem with doing a mitzvah saseh. If I put on tefillin, if I keep Shabbos, if I make a bracha, all of those things are bringing me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I do chesed, those are bringing me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We usually do not associate that bond, that hiskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a mitzvah leisaseh. A mitzvah leisaseh, I didn't speak Lashon Hara, and I didn't wear shatnas. Those things, how did I come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Perhaps we can understand Rashi, that he's telling us that no. The reason why the Torah writes it as luchas, as one, is to tell us that as constructive as it is to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, it's equally constructive when we do not do a leis saseh, when we do not do a prohibition, when we are not over at a lav. The Vilna Gaon writes that if a person is about to do an aveira, he wants to do an aveira, he has a tremendous taiv to do aveira, and he doesn't do it, says the Vilna Gaon, "Meichlem le'alkala v'neisav." HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him for all of his averus. Without going into the deep understanding, but perhaps we can understand a little bit that when a person wants to do an aver and he doesn't do it, he's creating a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's creating a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not for naught. He's just not speeding or not going over the speed limit, but he's doing something to create a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Additionally, by equating the mitzvahs asay in the first part of the luchais with the mitzvahs lois asay in the second part of the luchais, the Torah is also telling us that not only in doing or not doing is it important, but also in the actual limud of the halachas, in the actual learning of the halachas, is also important for us in being mekayim the Ratzon Hashem. The two aspects that we have in mitzvahs are the doing and not doing of the mitzvahs, and also the learning of the mitzvahs. That in itself creates a heskarvus and a kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we be zeiche to keep the mitzvahs asay, to not do the lois asay, and be able to learn and go to the amkus and understand the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A good Shabbos.